The governor's office said today it will not release nearly $80 million the legislature had set aside to pay for a range of items, including teacher pensions, the rehabilitation of aging schools, and the demolition of the Baltimore City Detention Center. WYPR's Rachel Bay reports that officials pointed to a stagnant economy as part of their reasoning.
Governor Larry Hogan initially wanted to put the $80 million into the so-called rainy day fund. During the spring legislative session, the General Assembly reallocated it, but Hogan can still choose not to spend the money. Eric Shirk, a spokesman for Budget Secretary David Brinkley, said some items will be paid for by agency budgets, such as about $9 million meant for public safety communications upgrades. But roughly half of the list won't be funded.
That's because of the way the legislature, decided to do this. They took an all-or-nothing approach and basically said, if you don't fund all of these, you can't fund any, and it all has to go back to the rainy day fund. And, Governor Hogan isn't about playing those games.
In a written statement, Senate President Mike Miller and House Speaker Michael Bush said they were disappointed by the move. Miller said the decision will have ramifications felt statewide. I'm Rachel Bay, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.